זה מלך ולא את הכונס בני המדינה. What are the בני המדינה if two people get divorced, right? That they do it out of Tibet rather than
Medina. If she doesn't have money, the state has to pay for it. That's really the China.
What?
That's really the China, why they want that there should be division of property, because if she doesn't have money, the state has to pay for it, put her on welfare. So that's why they have a federal law.
Okay.
The court stated you have an interest in divorce. Yes. That's what they hold in America.
Same thing with children.
Wait, let's get the courts
of a welfare. It's the way.
Right, and that's why they could knock out any kind of agreement in a... that's right. You can't do anything against children. Courts always have an interest in the child. They take over precedence over any other agreement.
But that's not the case from Choshimishba. Choshimishba also has an interest in the child.
Because
a couple gets divorced, that has to part of the father from supporting the child.
Even though they get ahead in Bezdin, that they have to pay so much money, the court can say, even though they agreed to go to Bezdin, usually arbitration, no, sorry, it doesn't matter. There's a case up there in Muncie like that. Out of the Rockland County Supreme Court.
We'll keep that into account. The Zokavonis or Ramah, Soysim and Ural is the fire shakol, the father shakol dova shebesiv ches. And that's what the Ramah is mefarshin. Siv Ural is this called dova that it means in Siv Yud Ches, that it doesn't just mean anything, but it means those things that are for the welfare of the Medina. Because the Melech is interested in having a peaceful Medina that should have welfare rather than have, you know, the all kinds of have carers and this type of thing. Okay, so now let's go right and let's see what he says about this particular case. Well, it is the hadine shekova hamelucha limechad yorov min echosef. So therefore, if the melucha is kovei a certain dinim for somebody who loses all his money, then bekorcho lenahel esek shelo shekorim pshitas rego bankrupt. That's called bankrupt. Behu ba'alchoy ve'harbi anoshim, and he owes money to many people. שאם נובעת של גימל אנושים לחלק המויס בעין בכל הנכוסים לכל בעל החויס. So they make a... Is that what they do?
Trustees.
One trustee. It says it's three trustees.
Switzerland.
So three trustees to give up all the נכוסים. Yeah? לפיסח המויס שחיובים לו, according to whatever they own. They also לשום בעל חויב ליטווס בעצמה. And the law is that a Baal Choyv can go ahead and chap and take for himself except whatever they give him. Who mehadinim shenogea lechon anshi ha-medina, so yeah, all the people in the Medina memeila have b'zeh b'psak ha-ramoh dinah de-machusa. So then that according to the Ramoh is dinah de-machusa. Because that's for the welfare of the whole Medina, that it should be an equitable distribution to the Baal Choyv. The kol sheken keshu chevras menios gedoyla, and definitely when it's a corporation. Sheepshe shenogea ze gam leinam yehudim. In which case, it's nogea also to einan yehudim. So the Ramosha seems to say here that when it's between a Jew and a goy, then it seems like the name of who applies across the board. That's what it seems. I don't know what otherwise. I don't know what he means
why
by that statement.
Yeah, why is he making
that? That it could be nogea also einam yehudim. Seems like there's a difference between what?
Well, he's saying culture came that the Medina's
going to
have an interest in
it. But there's a difference, he's saying. Whatever the difference is, there's a difference between if there's Jew or a Jew and Goy. I mean, there seems to say that there will be a difference. Even though here the guy chapped, and legally it seems like they can't prosecute him or whatever it is. For whatever reason, the government is not happy that this guy went ahead and he chapped. And he took the money that was owed to him, or part of the money that was owed to him, before it was given to him by the Memuna and the bankruptcy. That seems to be the case. So Ramosha says that Dinim Achus applies here, and culture came by corporation, because the corporation may owe money to Goyim, in which case it seems that then certainly Dinim Achus applies. Even though, obviously, we're not talking about a case that's in court now. And the court is trying to take away the money because the court, is not opening the Igros Moshe to see what are we allowed to do. But we are not allowed to do
based.
This whole thing is with Nei Bezdin. So somebody's signing, this guy chapped. Connected the din of the Machusa, so the shaila is, does this guy have to be the back or not even Bezdin? The guy's asking a shaila.
Yeah.
I took the money, and I'm an honest guy, I want to do what the halacha is, do I have to give it back? That's the shaila. So Rav Moshe so far seems to say that you have to give it back. Bedin Zehu can be Dinat HaTorah, and it would be true in Dinat HaTorah too. La Yisrael, for a Yid, Keshe Yoidim Bezdin, Sheechot Yesh Lohar Bechoivos, somebody has a lot of Choivos, אין להם להניח לשום בעל חייב לתפוס, אלא צורך לחלק לכל בעל החייב כביא הצח המוי שחייב לו. Everybody has to get a certain equity. So that's, din Torah would be the same thing. אבל בדין ישראל, בסתם אדם. But in din Israel, what if it's a stam adam, not corporation? So somehow here, Moshe is mechalik. Then in din Torah, if it's a corporation, so then, somebody has to explain why exactly, you know, I don't know exactly why, but if it's a corporation, then the din Torah would be that person who has to take over the nechosim and equitably distribute them. אבל בדין ישראל, בסתם אדם, שחייב להרבה בעלי חייב. The din in Hashem Mishpat is if you have a person who chayv to a lot of people. Tolu b'mutan u'me'uchar b'gviyas karkois l'kule almu b'metaldim yukot plukta b'no achroinim. Ayim b'smatim u'kuf dalas tifkot no. So it's all about karkois kol akoidim zocho. And as far as metaldim, so it's all machloikis. Abo, so that's why a private bankruptcy. So if a guy is privately bankrupt, I mean, he doesn't have to pay, so whoever kol akoidim zocho, you chav. אבל בחברות מניות, like corporations, כאילו שהכסף שנוסעים להם הוא במחיר את מניות, but to sell shares, שהוא קניית חלוקים, לא שייך עניין מוקדם ומאוחר. It's not שייך מוקדם ומאוחר, because I guess it's the stockholders that want to take, you know, they all lost the stock, it's bankrupt, so they want to take whatever back they can. So in those cases, there's not in of מוקדם ומאוחר.
And it's also some creditors of the corporation.
Some creditors of the corporation. That's what it sounds like, yeah. Then gone the chevers aminiyos hilvu betoya salvo pshuta hu bedin toya toya coming to stam odom shechayev lehar b'malvin. Then, but if it's creditors, then it's the same din toya the kolakonin zoch. Al shach bezeinin the din of the malchusa af bekakoyes kesheim hoim shekulam shobim. But if it's kulam shobim, the din of malchusa says no, there's no thing as kolakonin zoch. Then the din of malchusa would apply, and they have to wait for the court to give. ובעצם מסתבר שגם מעצם הדין לא משתבדים הקרקויס במדינוס שאויסים עניונים מחירס קרקויס רק כדיניהם משום ששיבו תולו בסמיכוס דאס. Then he says that anyhow, in those medinos where you can't sell karka unless you do it בדיניהם, right? So then there's no שיבות קרקויס if that's not the law. You know, שיבות קרקויס means that if I sell you karka, but I'm a bachoyf, to somebody else before, so that karka could be meshubah to somebody else. But in the din of malchus, there's no such thing as shibut karkois. And if, in order to buy land in this country, you have to do certain things, right, that don't are not normally done in the din of mechir of a bezdin. Yeah? So could be there's no smichas, das, of whoever buys the land. You know, why does shibut karkois work? Because if I sell you a piece of land, so you have a smichas das that this land may be meshubah to somebody else. So you know that. You know, if I'm a Baal Choyf, so he has a shibut, and my kark is meshubah to him. Mm-hmm. So when you buy the land, so you know that. So when you buy
the
smichas das,
the title coin, the coin knows it.
That's where you pay the coin.
The coin knows it when he buys land.
Yeah, because when Bezdin will be running the whole show,
right.
So then you know that. That's when you're buying a house. So you know that the house is meshubah. You might lose
the price.
That's all figured into the price because that's economics. But whatever it is, you know there's such a thing as shibudim. So it's smichas das.
You know, now you have to get on the Bezdin pedestal.
Huh? Tov smichas das shel amalve. Ubevad aleka smichas das kesher arkois amedino liyaskimu lize. But if there's no, if the arkois will never allow it, then you know there's no smichas das. So in Melech Kubira there's no shibur anyhow. There's no shibur karkois in Choshem Mishpat. Upashut the avim mechiras karkois ubatim lo nigdom bemedino seinu ukedoyim elo bekesev elo beshtar kozma shelo also lo kedini amedino. And it's pashut that in our country you can't buy a house. I mean, the mechiras in that place by giving over kesef or by shtar, it would have to be whatever way the Medina says the thing has to be recorded. Am I right?
That is recording tax.
Israel. No, but he was talking in Brooklyn. He told me that the law is that if real estate is not recorded, then it's not a real kingdom. I don't know. Okay.
Actually, between the two of them, it is.
As to the rest of the world, it doesn't, you know, something else. Someone else can record something. It's another deal.
That's the point.
Maybe that's the law in what is Shaila came in Switzerland. But whatever it is, but if the law is such that Kenyan castle, Kenyan star doesn't work except of Pidina Medina, there's something else that you have to do.
Right.
Then it's not Smichus Da'at and Shibut Kakoes without
it. Kesef definitely doesn't work here by itself. That's no good.
Okay. Kesef Pidin works.
Yeah, not here.
Okay. Then he has a kashis tam. Seems like it was bothering. So what do we do? You know, the mechiras chometz, the very bekitzel how it works. The way the mechiras chometz works is that you make the shliach and the goy sells. So one of the kinyonim that you sell the chometz is agav chotze. Then when the goy is koine, you chotze, so he's koine also the chometz. So how is he koine? Whose chotze is he koine? The rav's chotze. So the rav gives him a piece of chotze. He actually gives it to him to the goy. It's a not recorded Kenyan, so it's not a Kenyan. So how does the Mechiras Chometz work? So he says, "Uposhe she Mechiras Chometz v'shehi a Kenyan Chotze tzarech davke tzchirus amokum alimei haPesach." You don't need to sell him the mokum. You just have to rent it to him for Pesach. Shereke b'zek peida the din of the Medina. There's no din of Medina that cares about this. Ech lehavke. How to rent? Aber lo b'mechiras hamekoymos shetol zedach b'dinah hamedina. But if you were to sell it to him, not a b'dinah hamedina, then on chinam the whole mechiras chometz would not work. So that's what we always do as chiras. We don't do a.
You do all these property.
You could do less than a year. Less than a year. That's a statute of force.
Okay, so this is only for 8 days. Supposedly, I was told by the rabbonim that it's a bunch of rabbonim we do together, that they took this to a expert law firm to check it out. And the whole Shtar Mechira is legally binding. And that's what it's legally binding. Yeah. Huh? Even though it's written in Hebrew.
It doesn't matter.
Because we tell the guy, well, first of all, we explain the whole Shtar to the guy, and he has to sign on the back of the Shtar that this Shtar was explained to me in the front of this and this two rabbis that are witnesses, and one of the rabbis gives him a translation of the Shtar in English anyhow. Anyhow.
We're excited that he's explained to him that's in Hebrew too, right?
No, it's in English. That's in English. Even though Chassam Sofer, by the way, says that Dinei Malchus don't apply to Mechiras Chometz at all. Says we don't care about what it works in Dinei Malchus. As long as when it's talking something that's okay, only Torah, that you shouldn't have the Chometz, so then we don't care about it. But obviously, Moshe did care. Because he says that it works if he did Dinei Malchus. Lechein Lemaise. All right, let's go back to the Maise. והעובתה שרובן שחייבת לו החברה סמך בייס אלף they own 62,000 whatever it is 62,000 something שנותו המנהלים דירקטורן למד בו פלף they gave him half לפירוין חויבו to pay back his חוי תולוי אם כבר נעשה פשיטס הרגל so then it would depend if he already was declared bankrupt whatever 36 listen half. But I gave him 36. More than half, I'm sorry. 36 is half of 72. Okay. Yeah, more than half. Yeah? But anyhow, so it depends whether they declared bankruptcy or they didn't declare bankruptcy. But you also because if they declared bankruptcy, so then they weren't allowed to do that. The directors of the corporation were not allowed to pay this Baal Choyf, the 36,000 whatever. Legally, they're not allowed to do that. But you like in Medina also. They wanted to do him a favor, so they gave him the 36,000. He has to go give it back. He has to give it back to the trustee who's giving out the money. But if they haven't declared bankruptcy yet, and they went ahead and they did the correct thing and they did whatever they think was legal. But Reuben was afraid that the shareholders will vote on bankruptcy. And he went ahead. So before they declared bankruptcy, he took his money and they gave it to him. Even if they went ahead and changed their mind and declared bankruptcy. So he's saying one thing seems to be clear, Ramosha, right? That if bankruptcy, even though bankruptcy right, to a Baal Choyv doesn't apply, right? A feed in Torah, there is no application. But if they declared bankruptcy, so Pichuka Medina, they're not supposed to be a ruin or anything.
He has to return it.
He has to return it. He's been clear to give it back. And this whole thing is taking place again, either in front of a Rav or in front of a Bedlam. It's not taking place in court. And it's not the court that sent this child into a motion.
Is this happening if the bankruptcy is okay to
Well, he's not saying it's okay
no,
to do it.
The Maisa, what happened?
You know, we can't, again.
He's dealing with a case where it was a creditor.
There was a creditor here
creditor
for a corporation.
The motion is sort of saying that bankruptcy is not something that seems to be given. That
why does it seem to be given? Rav Moshe was asked a specific
question. It applies to a creditor.
It was a corporation who declared bankruptcy. Right? And somehow Reuven got $36,000, whatever it is, $36,000 that legally he wasn't supposed to get. Because he was supposed to have waited for the trustees to give him whatever he said.
Another creditor ran to the Besdin.
And another creditor goes to Besdin, hey, Reuven took money.
Was the trustee?
Or the trustees go to Besdin, or he himself is asking a shaila. Yeah. Right? So Rav Moshe says that in such a case, Dina Malchus Adina applies. Now, he's not saying that every individual, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, can go ahead and say, I'm bankrupt and I don't have to pay my chovos. That doesn't say that here. I don't see that here. He's just saying if they did. Now, it doesn't seem here that the corporation who declared bankruptcy is asking Rav Moshe, by the way, are we mechuyev to go ahead, you know, and take from our own personal possessions and pay back all the Baal HaChoyves?
Right.
Could be if they would ask Rav Moshe, say, no, you're not mechuyev. Could be he'll say, you are mechuyev. I don't know what Rav Moshe would say. But here, that's not the case. The case here is that Reuven took connected the deal of the Malchusa, Choyves that if we were to have done this, I'll be best, and strictly I'll be best, and we would have been entitled to do that, because of Kolakoidim. But he did it according to the Machusa. He's not allowed to have it, and Rav Moshe Paskins here that he has to give it back. So Dinah Machusa, Rav Moshe says, applies as far as that's concerned, that the creditor can take money from a bankrupt corporation. Shalok Din Malchus.
Isn't
it say,
what
if
the shareholder says, as far as the creditor, is
going to
be like a regular...
Well, that's... Ulechen le-maiseh. Ve'a uvta, shiruven tshechir, chayevet la-chevra, samech beis elis. So he doesn't say here that they own, that he's a stockholder.
But he said before...
No, before he says that it depends. If he's a stockholder, then even a pit in Torah is not allowed to do this. Right? Even a pit in Torah, then you don't need dinim machus. Then he says, and if he's a Baal Choyv, then a Pidin Torah is allowed to, but then Malchus applies. So Memela, Reuven, he has to give back the money. And that's what it seems. So the Chazir is also...
Still, well, it's still not clear, of course, is in what you say, the confusion in terms of the small is...
Well, that's what clear. Exactly. It's clarified that Rav Moshe held
I understand, but
that when the Ramah says Lekol Dover,
I understand, but it's only...
It's not like the Sma says that it's only things that are Anogeya, the Malchus.
Right.
And he meant or the benefit of the Medina of being
right.
He says that no, what he means is a certain halachas that even laws, that even though they may be forget from Choshe Mishpat, they do apply if you can see in this Din of the Malchus the welfare of the Medina. That there shouldn't be two different laws. You know, let's say that the law here like this. So you have the guy has
he mentioned as part of that list of the hang of it. If you have torts, different kinds of torts, if you're just gonna say, don't worry, we're gonna just do our own torts. You understand? Included in that list. Included in that list was Nezikin. You had there.
Nezikin, right.
And that's not the Makusa Bivin because
no, because he's saying no, this is what I think what he's saying. We'll go through it again slowly, but I think what he's saying, Ramosh, is that in Dinah Nezikin. Right, if Reuven takes Shimon.
What's the Ramosha we were talking about? The Ramosha doesn't come. I'm talking about the Smar. When he talks about the Ramor.
What does
the
Smar say?
The list. Remember when he says only the name of Havos?
No, that's Ramosha.
Ramosha
says they care about Havos. Yeah, so it's only because they don't care if Reuven and Shimon go to Bethlehem that Reuven's damaged. Reuven's behemoth did me a hazard. That's the Malchus doesn't care, but somehow they do care if Reuven is a creditor to somebody else. When you involve other people in the Malchus for the welfare of the Malchus, then it's something that the Medina does care. It's not clear.
Not clear. That's what I'm saying. It's really not clear.
Not clear. It's not clear at all. But in Halvot, they don't let you go to arbitration?
Of course you can.
Huh?
You
can also go to arbitration.
Right?
The Deacon can go to arbitration. Kinyonim, can they go to Kinyonim and to arbitration?
Yeah.
Sure. Anything on arbitration.
Huh?
Anything.
No, except, well, custody.
Except for custody, you could. Overriding state interest.
But what if I go to arbitration that I bought the house?
Mm-hmm. In the arbitration.
And the law is, let's say the law is that I can't buy a house unless I record it. Let's say you go to town clerk.
Right.
Can arbitration say that you did buy the house?
As between those two people.
Right. And usually a provision in the.
Oh, so as between those two people.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what Moshe means. That if it's something that's between two people, then there's no deal in the machusa. Because the machusa can't.
In a contract.
But if it's between the two people and that may affect another person.
That's what I'm saying.
Like in the din of a kinyan.
Yeah.
Or in the din of which is what he means by kinyonim. Or in the din of halva. Sure, you can tell me that it was alvor, but when there's somebody else that may be affected by this alvor, a shaking and dinum the zikin, there's really nobody else that applies.
The zikin is only
two people.
Right. For example, also the law prefers arbitration, not using the court. Settle your disputes amicably or anyway.
Yeah, they don't want you to work so hard.
What?
Yeah. They don't want you to work.
They don't want you to work so hard.
Right.
Second, if there's a valid contract, because sometimes you have the zikin as opposed to breach of contract too. You have so if there's a valid contract, there's no overreaching. Take it or leave it. The law allows clauses that limits damages, no consequential damages, no pain and suffering, only medical, only this. It may be different from the law that if they went to court and fought it out. But those contracts are held to be valid. Because, it's the two people just between the two of them.
Yeah, I think that's what Moshe is saying. Let's take a look at it again for a second.
And usually today, instead of
the... Oh, here they're
you're talking about a car accident. Instead of the...
Right after the... Damage. After the
car accident. Right. Hey.
No, he has a behemoth to do today.
He's
out. I do. But he has a horse.
Who has a horse?
Me. I have a case of horse.
Yeah. Okay. But also, he's also talking about here the machlus doesn't want to shiach luke dini ben
inche. Let's read it again. Avo niro tevada. I have neasolim the dini machlusa bechol dover. Haino mashenikma mi dini the machlusa the dini akinyonim vetashlume halvoyz mehanechosim. Paying back from the chosim, no, not talking about stam tashlume alvos. Were you going to go ahead and you're taking the guy's nechosim? Not, you're not, you know, he doesn't have between money in hand. It's just nechosim, right?
Yeah, but
he says the Shehu chisar on the hamalcho shiye chaluke dinim ben inshi le inshi. Shemize efsha lovo le dekima vesachos umerivus. The afshelo shayach zele choyer le bedine shoifte hamelech ve hamedina. מקום מקום אולי יוחוש המלך גם לזה שלא יהיה שויפטים אחרים דונים באופן האחר שגם כן אפשר יובל להרר על דין המלכוס אבל בעניון של השייך זה כגון בירושס בסים הבן שאין זה עניין מדיני כל כך יער באינשים מרישים כרצוינם I don't know what it means.
Well, I mean, that's a probably Yerusha, if anything, that you always have the interest in state and interstate. That's a very state interest.
What do you mean?
Succession.
But that's intestate succession. No, talking about anyway.
No, it's not. You can't cheat your wife out because they
do you want to. You don't have to give your kids anything.
No, but I mean, that whole purpose, that's more of an interest in the Havar than all these other. More of an interest, the state has a much more of an interest.
Officially under the law, the king got everything when you died. You don't have any right of any kind to pass on property to the next generation. Then they pass... the intestate laws. We'll let it go to certain heirs. We want heirs to have things. Then they pass what's called the statute of wills, where you can make a will, but it has to be following every strict formality in the thing, or it's no good because it was a derogation of the common law. And even that, people, the law provides it, you know, just like everyone else said here, that people can take a surviving spouse can take against the will and get their share.
Okay.
Maybe I'll tell you what's going on here. We're looking at Swiss. We're looking at maybe what Moshe's perspective was not really an American perspective. Maybe he was looking at it in terms of
We understand that. That's what we understand that. That we don't know exactly what the laws are. I mean, it could be this is a different country, but whatever the laws may be, let's say there is. It doesn't affect the state. it's that's I think how much she's saying that it's between two
in general.
Concern anybody else.
Notwithstanding
everything we said about that case with the with the widow and the brothers and the bomb, notwithstanding everything we said, the law would allow anyone who possibly could have a claim against an estate, all of them getting together and settling it any way they want. If they don't want to fight it out in surrogate court, they will arbitrate their differences.
He's not talking about arbitration.
Yeah.
We know in America there's
arbitration,
no big deal.
I mean, we could submit the basing with arbitration. That's how I meant that.
Yeah, but we're not, Aramosh is not talking about this. He's just saying that, I think he's saying very specific, there's a steer in the Ramon. Ramon says Dimochus applies to Koldo. Then the Ramon goes, he doesn't apply the Koldo because he can't even vote
for what he means in each one.
What do you mean by that? So the Sma says that the Sma takes it, the Kulo, the Chumre, whichever way you want to look at, that Dimochus doesn't apply altogether except taxes and these type of things, and even the Ramo is more or less to that, right?
Right.
Which I don't know what happens to the Mashke.
Ramo seems to say when there's a state interest.
Ramo is when there's an interest, not only a state, but an interest to the people and the other people in the Medina.
Right. Just in place of the law.
Consistent.
You keep that the same.
You might have two separate systems.
Well, it's not, right. You can't have two separate systems when it's not gay or other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, not Jews are involved.
Well, not only no Jews, but other Jews too.
That's the culture king.
No, it's not gay or other people.
Right.
You know, it's like the case of Nechosim. When they yore to the Nechosim, but the other people also want to yore to the Nechosim. So then in such a case, the Medina doesn't want two different laws. When I went to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, I could take the Nechosim. You know, the guy says, well, my court says that I'm more entitled to the Nechosim. So then the king may want that it should be equal law to all the people when it comes to taking the Nechosim. But when it comes to Mal and Nezek, between Nodom Lechaveiro, Shechainim, like he says, Hilchus Shechainim, that Ashochim did he did something against Hilchus Shechainim, Chazigri, or whatever these things, which is only between two people. So what's that got to do the Medina? That Dinah Malchusa wouldn't apply. Even though the Dinah Malchusa is talking different. Or by Yerusha, Dinah Malchusa wouldn't apply, which we'll see. There's another Gros Moshe about Yerusha, long one.
Mm.
We'll see when we get to Yerusha, yeah.
He seems to be excluding only Nizkei
Behemoth. What do you mean, only Nizkei Behemoth? Why?
No, it's an example.
You're saying an example. Keep going.
Because they might, the Medina might partner him on this behemoth.
Right. Okay. So, but if you have two Jews that go to bed, then that might be.
The result to me doesn't seem to be excluding. It's perfectly legal.
What do you mean?
This is insane. You're saying because it doesn't say this case other. You're sort of asking why for this case behemoth?
Well, because he's saying examples where it will be against the Dina de Malchus. Not saying now, maybe.
He
could say. If my dog bites somebody, if I have a dog and he does some kind of hazard, so maybe in that Medina, I don't know if the law is in America like that. Maybe in that Medina, the only spot for these dogs' actions.
America,
right?
He
says he's
free.
Normal bite is free, but in Dina Tyra, first bite is not free. So if Reuven's dog, tears up the suit of Shimon, so Shimon got to bed and he'll collect. Medina is not supposed to collect. So Ramosh says, that's all they get in Medina. What's Medina?
I think he's saying that normally speaking,
it
would apply.
What?
Normally speaking, it would apply for the reason they want to have the uniform laws. It would be a fight to the laws of the law.
No, I don't think that's what he means. That's the Vatican said by everything.
No. Why is he saying that?
What? He's saying an example of a case where the Dinah Malkuta would not give you anything, and the Din Torah does give you some.
Okay.
What do you mean now?
Or
in the Din Torah. Okay, Medina should be Nishla Ishtoi. Any in the Medina. The only thing I don't know about this, it sounds like in America that's not so.
Yeah, I don't know.
The older rules that a local court makes
Yeah.
That is the Mechusadina that we're when we're saying, or that's not?
Not the court. That's the Malchus.
So, in
America, what we don't have Malchus, so the law is made by Congress.
So, the Congress of the state, they pass law.
But it's limited.
It's limited by this.
According to the Ramal, if you're out. The question is, what does the Ramal mean? What does the Ramal if you're out mean? That's the question. That's what has to be mevar. So basic. What does the Ramal if you're out mean?
What should we bring next week?
Huh?
What should we bring next week?
Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
Can I ask you a question here?
Sure.
In the Ramal.
So we can figure out what it means. I didn't think we had time, but I have another three gross moisha. There's one gross moisha like this. Let me tell you gross moisha for next week that we'll do next week. This is gross moisha. A guy found a mitzvah. He was in a bank.
Yep.
By the safety deposit section.
Mm-hmm.
You know the secret motion?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Let's go here.
What?
Hey,
the safety deposit section. Okay. Safety deposit box section. If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
He found something.
An
object, doesn't say what it was. It's worth money.
They should give him a table.
The Dina Malchus says in Gross Moshe is that he has to take that to the police station and declare it.
That's right, 100%.
Okay, the guy went.
He
went a year, it says in the
A year, whatever.
I think that this child came from Tel Aviv, I think.
Okay.
It's in Eretz Yisrael. So a year.
He
goes to the guy.
You
hear this Shaila? Guy found by the safety deposit section of the bank. He finds a mitzvah. Yeah, in that room with the safety deposit. So the Matthias Zecher is not the banks. I mean,
right.
Somebody who was there. So the law is, this is an Eretz Yisrael, the Shaila, but it's written to Ramosha. So he has to give back, he has to go and give it to the police and declare it. And the police will hold it for a year. And they give him a receipt. After a year, nobody claimed it.
It is.
So it is. It's a pallet of somebody in the police station didn't claim it. Okay. So it is. So Kachav, he goes to the police station, nobody claimed it. It is. Then the guy finds out that Medina de Malchusa belongs to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Dina Malchusa, belongs to the bank.
In
that Dina de Malchusa belongs to the bank. It was found in the bank. The bank is coined the Chotzer or whatever it is. That's the Dina de Malchusa. Okay, so Asher Moshe has yet to give it to the bank. Well, the bank is not Pevek, the bank didn't know about it, whatever it is. So Ramoshe says, no, doesn't have to give it back to the bank. Because that's not Dina de Malchusa, that's Dina de Gazlanusa, that's Tom gets. Why should it belong to the bank? How far is that? The bank didn't lose it. And Chotze Zichar not coined up to the entire in such a case with the Rabbim around.
Right. And it's not like it was the owner that now wants it, so you say if you go additional to the din, if it wasn't a din.
Yeah, there's no owner here. The owner didn't claim.
You're not giving us anything.
The name to Dina de Malchusa in Dina de Gazlanusa. So here, have a car.
So what does that
mean? It's also not clear. How about the one that we had 2 weeks ago, where a guy's Mekadosh, Aisha,
the
Gezel?
The bank said he had to give it to the bank.
Huh?
The bank said he had to give it away. Exactly. The case of the Sada, the guy. I mean, the who? Didn't Malchus say it belongs to the bank, right?
Yes. Moshe says that's not Dina Malchus, it's Dina
Gezel. That's the case of the two Jews and the guy selling the land. It's the same din. According to the case in Barabbas, and then Dallas. It's the same case over there. There that the Malchus steals it from the Jew who did the chazak and gave it to the one who had the stars, and he also here. The Malchus is stealing.
The Malchus is not stealing. The Malchus is telling you a tenai ahead of time.
Okay,
different. Malchus is telling you a tenai ahead of time. No, the Malchus is telling you a tenai ahead of time in Babazu that you can't buy land unless you do with a star.
Well, here also, the Malchus is ahead of time. You buy anything, probably in the bank, you own the bank.
Whatever. What kind of tenai is that? What do you mean?
I have trouble hearing him very much.
We have to clear about it. I have trouble hearing all this combination of chuvas.
You know something? I have, but it's okay. I'm sure we'll have to get up to that high mind rate and try to figure out what's going on.
Figure out whatever. But that Ramosha says, "Nein zu binem machus
es
fina gazlanus."
That's the Kara. The Kara. The only every day is the Kara here. I like
this. It's an Akara. That's a dinner.
Yeah, of course.
It's an Akara. You can't be Madame once. It's like, you know, that. And then we had the din, the halacha of Mekadosh Isha Begezel. Right? Dude is getting married. Are you getting married? When you get married, you're going to steal a ring and he's going to give it to his wife.
Hungarian ring.
Huh? Hungarian ring. He's going to give it to his wife. So his wife is going to right? And it's achayiyush. So what's the din? Shkonor mekodeshes. Why? Because takonos hashavim, you don't have to give back the ring. You pay if you, the guy the bitavayim bezin, you'll pay the worth of the ring, but the ring itself you don't have to give back. Takonos hashavim. Otherwise, nobody else is to tshuva, whatever. Yeah. What happens in Medina de Malchuta? No such thing as takonos hashavim. You have to give back the ring. The Rishmul says, Medina Malchuta is derabbanan. Kiddushin is deraisa, so she's still mekudeshes. Now the Miluim, we had it, right? Yes. The Miluim says, Nechotais, Dina Machus is deraisa. So she's not mekudeshes. And the Miluim is saying, I don't know if he's saying this lemaisa, but he's saying that this ish is not an ish's ish. She could go ahead and marry somebody else. Right? Amish. Dina Machus. It's a sovereign of Misa here, be deraisa. Right? If Dina Machus doesn't apply here, if you marry somebody else, it's two people here are going to be chayiv misa.
Right.
The Miluim says no. The Chassam Sofer says the same thing in the Tshuva.
I know it's not relevant, but Dina Malchusa also
says. So he said, how could they Dina Malchusa applies?
There's a presumption of.
But if you find it to be on the bank, says so, not Dina Malchusa. We'll have to get, you know, see what.
You also have a presumption in favor of the validity of a marriage, Dina Malchusa.
In general,
that's a general point of law.
I have.
What do you mean, that what?
If there's a suffix as to whether marriage is valid or not, we say it's valid. It's a presumption of validity of marriage.
Mm-hmm. Like if they were to contest the
person. So then they're not supposed to say on a suffix.
Yeah.
Maybe some like is wish more than that.
She's a
Kadesh. She's a Kadesh.
She says the marriage is a Kadesh.
But if you marry with the Kadesh, right?
So far we have it's unconstitutional Dina Malchus. Why was that? I forgot already. Why is it?
Banishment from the land.
Oh, banishment from the land. It's unconstitutional, so Dina Malchus is unconstitutional.
Like, for example, we have a statute in New York State. We have a statute in New York State. You're someone who's authorized to perform a marriage. Let's say you go down there, you're a clergyman, you fill out the thing, right?
You have to be
in New York City, only you have to sign the book. But let's forget about New York City.
You mean all these marriages in Yeshiva North Valley?
I don't want to get into that. I've been consulted. But even if you have authority to marry.
Yeah, this is what I want to get. This is what I'm getting. So listen, let's forget about New York City. You're a rabbi, you do it up in Monroe up there, you know, you do it up by the bungalows. So you don't have that registration requirement to sign the book. So you're a clergyman. You're authorized to perform marriages in New York State. So what happens if you perform a marriage without a license? What happens if you perform a marriage without a license? There's a specific statute in New York State that says the marriage is valid because there was a ceremony, because we don't have common law marriages in New York, because it was performed, there was a ceremony and it was performed by someone authorized to perform a ceremony under law. The marriage is valid. The celebrant is guilty of a misdemeanor and go to jail for a year. Mm-hmm. But the marriage is valid.
Right.
The rabbi can go to jail.
The rabbi can go to jail, but the marriage is valid.
All right.
Without signing a marriage certificate.
You can lock up a lot of Rashid. No, most of them are licensed.
Yeah, most will get registered.
The rabbi took one of was licensed.
Yeah.
And he told me a few times that, you know, somebody had to get a license, but I don't think anybody has.
Well, I had a situation recently where
two of us got it.
We had a recent
you could sign the marriage.
Where this is what happened. We were at a ceremony where everybody else was involved, and all of a sudden they said, well, he was here, and the guy beside the was from Baltimore. He's not licensed in New York. So could you do it? So thank God, because I don't like to be the other type of thing. Mm. So I found out there was a Karva Mishpacha who was a Rav, who was there. Got one of the brachas. I said, what? Let him do it. But it's always a good idea when you have a yeshivish marriage to make sure that there is someone who's going to take credit for it.
But they're not married, so what's not gay?
No. It is officially okay, but
the Masada can, first of all, then what's going to happen later on, they're going to have to prove it. There's no proof of the marriage. So there has to be a hearing before a court if someone tries to do something based on the marriage.
A major
to prove the existence of the marriage, all kinds of proof.
But everybody, as opposed
to having the license to sign.
And all these marriages, anyway, everybody goes over.
Who married you?
Rebbe Zatar.
So he had a license.
Yeah, they all see fill out that form.
Rebbe married me too, but it was in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it was licensed in Massachusetts. Who signed my marriage certificate?
I'm sure they have a solid marriage
certificate. Isn't that too? You don't have to. You have to, agents.
No,
the one who celebrates.
Don't
the Yavid Lo Mahani, that whole Gemara that it's the Akhar Yush is Mekadesh.
No,
the Akhar Yush, it says, be Devid, it's just going, this is Mekadesh. The Akhar Yush, before Yush, and she's not Mekadesh, the Akhar Yush. Then the question becomes, what happens if it's Dinei Malchus? You have to give back the Gezeleni.
Was that Dinei Malchus that's not considered a word, Shabbat Kuta?
What?
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Shabbat Kuta itself.
It's not worth anything. She has to give back.
But, things, by the way.
But if it's worth something, in other words, if you say without a Dinei Malchus, the reason why I say it is it's worth something,
she has it. No, because she doesn't have to give it back. She's not the Gaza.
But the Gaza can just go pay for it. He doesn't have to give back this
thing. Yeah, but as far as she's concerned, she got something that's worth way more than Shabbat Kuta. You gave her a ring that was stolen.
Right.
So who has to give it back? Who has to pay the Gazlan? The Nixon?
The
Gazlan. The Gazlan. She doesn't have to pay it back. Right. That's it, the Konos Hashem.
It's also.
But if Bidin the Machus says that you got to give back that ring, when she has to give it, so she got nothing.
Getting back to the issue of the Kodeshes. Of not having her valid.
They said Midoraita, so Beishmul says Midoraita, she got some, she's in the Kodeshes. That's the Mul says, why? That's who says Midoraita, she got in. Bidin the Machus is Midoraita. She didn't get anything.
Hold her, that's the class, hold the closure by marriage.
No, but I'm saying, getting back to not having a valid marriage certificate on file, it's not just a question of making it so much harder if there's a divorce or anything else, but you're dealing with all kinds of things. Getting Social Security benefits, you know, if someone died, workers' compensation benefits. Claim to an estate. Exemptions. Taxes and claim to an estate.
No, but what they do, everybody does. I mean, everybody does. When somebody is Masad Kedushin, if they're not licensed, but they get a licensed person.
They get a person to sign off.
Everybody does.
So then there is a certificate of marriage filed.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In which both,
just not,
both
just
partners can sign it. It's not just a... You say, no, the husband and wife signed this.
But it's just a person who has with somebody else who's licensed signed this. The person who performed that is not to be licensed. The Mitzvah Kedushin was not licensed, but what's his name? I think that.
Oh, that's a problem.
Just had two witnesses on the bottom.
No, but also it says the officiant.
The officiant signs, and also the participants.
Yeah. The guy in the middle of the sign.
Yeah,
and that is the mother's name, the father's name, everything like that. And on the bottom, it has just two witnesses' signatures.
There are two witnesses and the officiant.
I don't think my witness is signed. He went to Rebbe a few days later with the.
Well, then he had two witnesses to sign it. There's a place for two witnesses to sign.
We're talking about the secular form. And the secular form. You might not realize that there are two parts of the form: the one that you hand in, and the one that you have to give to the officiant who fills it out.
And he sends it in.
I did one, by the way. I've done a few with frum people. The few that I did was like they're getting married in Baltimore. They're not trying to get a license there, you know, or they need to get passports and new names, or there's something with this, yeah, and something with that, you know, wanting to, you know, work on citizenship or legally being here. So they're going to have a chuppah anyway.
But you should better not have any
chuppah. Yeah. They're going to have a hoop anyway. So what I do is I don't obviously make sure there's no kosher Adam in the room.
What's your name?
Marty Rehl. I make sure there's no kosher Adam in the room. There's no kosher Adam in the room. There's no civil ceremony. But I did that for somebody, and then he chickened out by the hospital. You had to go get an annulment.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to get a what?
Yeah,
I mean,
get an annulment. You chickened out.
Once you fill out that form, that's a marriage.
Same thing, sure. When I do it,
they're married legal. They need a divorce.
They're married legal. They got an annulment because they didn't live together.
Well, I know the Revol Weinger. Who was the Revol Weinger? I think he waited till his wife was pregnant to go get a license.
Really?
So everybody's looking at this religious guy with a pregnant wife first getting out of his mind. So what's going on with these religious people? Even Dafka did it that way.
Wasn't him? Rabbi Stein.
No, I'm trying to remember his name. He dives here sometimes. He's from Chicago, I think, and he has drove that yellow Chevy. What's his name?
Nova yellow Chevy.
An old yellow Chevy. Nobody had.
From Kaplan, I guess. No.
He's from Chicago. No.
He's supposed to be every week. He's supposed to be getting engaged.
Yeah. I forgot who it was. The name will come to me about a half hour from now.
He's a smart boy, Markowitz.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So you helped him this time.
He never went to college.
Right?
Never went to college. He never went to college.
He had only Shiva credits put together.
No, he graduated Chernyoshi.
Chernyoshi is in college or something?
Now you see a technical question.
You can graduate your children and go to college. I mean, go to law school. Raphael's brother was a Rosh Hashiva in the Schweiz. And then he had it with being a Rosh Hashiva, you know. Because he had Machloikas or whatever. He turned off that thing already. What is this here?
I want a technical question. I got it. In Sif Ches, in Ramah.
He wants to Kaza, but.
So he says.
Yeah.
He says. Ella the.
Sif Ches.
Yeah. So he says, Ella the Nazim, Ubamasim Hatorim the Karka. What does he have to have? Why is he making a chilek there? There's some difference in halachas between regular taxes and land taxes?
That's what he's saying.
Okay. Why does he have to say this?
Because there are a lot of Rishonim say that. He's not saying, he's just being quoting Rishonim. The Rishonim are hold that. Well, if you take a look in, I think it's in Tess. We skipped one, right? Which one did we skip? Tess. The Fikach.
Where are you going now, Tess?
Youth. Now let's show you the Hamas. No, the Bait in the Mechar Fikach. Gabay Amelev Shoycho Shemorfi Nasadis Memasa Tzuva Lasadis. Menkara memka. Aber mach gar be komisch be ich. Ein no goide. Elo min all the matsmo. Bi makro asode be mach al haroish. Now it's in contact with an individual, not on his karka.
Yeah.
Are ein no memka it's not so. Elen kein hoy din a melch tas. Unless the din a melch is so. But that's a machloek that's a gemara about Basra. So on that, the machloek is Rishonim.
Oh, so the mechaber holds it only goes on personal taxes, and
because
the
no
only goes on land taxes. That's why
no, the care. Everybody holds it goes on land taxes.
Oh.
But the mechaber says that it does only on land taxes, not on personal taxes, because that happens to be the din of the machus. Mashma, if the din of machus would be that it's also on personal taxes, then that would also be valid. Now there are more says Yeshua that's not so. But in the Gemara of Basra, there, I think it's on